Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Here's an inspirational story to start off your Friday and kick off your weekend. A well-known speaker was at a seminar, and they were speaking in front of a crowd of people, a fairly large crowd of people, and the speaker held up a $20 bill and asked the audience, "Hey, would anyone like to have this? Free money, right here. Does anyone want $20? Of course, all these hands went up, and he dropped the dollar bill on the ground, and he started grinding it under his shoe and crumpled it up. And he asked again, "Who wants this dollar bill after it's all dirty and crumpled?" Hands went up again, and the speaker said to everyone, "You know, we've learned a valuable lesson here. Just because this dollar bill is dirty and it's damaged does not mean that it's any less valuable." And it's, you know, similar to how all of us are. We go through things in life that beat us up. They make us feel unworthy, unclean, you know, ugly, dirty. But those things don't make us any less valuable, and certainly not less valuable to God. You know, everybody goes through situations and times where we feel bad for ourselves and our situation. And this story, this next story I'm going to share with you is sure to kind of change your perspective a little bit on that. Now, there's a young soldier, and his name is Corporal Todd Love. And maybe you've heard of him before. But he was really badly injured in Afghanistan, so badly injured that he lost both of his legs and an arm in an explosion, and it made him a triple amputee. So 2 years after his accident, he signed up for an extreme endurance race called the Spartan Race. And this is a race where teams of eight compete together. So he was part of an eight man and woman team, and the whole team, the entire team, was made up of injured servicemen and women. Now, the team helped Love scale 8-foot-high walls. They sped across high wires. They crawled through mud. They bound across the ground. And they said they were doing this to honor their ongoing mission to raise awareness of the nation's wounded heroes. So this guy, Todd Love, he wore a mask and a visor during this race to restrict his breathing up to 30%, as if he wasn't facing enough challenges physically already. And this made it even more difficult for him to compete in the event. Now, there's a picture of Love that he's drenched in mud and water, and he's struggling to make it to the finish line, and it's been seen by millions and millions of people on the internet, and it's become an inspiration to everyone, able-bodied people as well as those who have been injured, you know, serving their country or injured in another way. I mean, it's just gone viral. And this is a quote from him. He says, "I'm surprised how much attention I've gotten in the last 24 hours." This was right after the race. And this guy is only 22 years old. And he said, "You know, I've been trying to keep up with it. And I just want to thank everyone that's been with me since the beginning, right after my accident. And I will try to keep up with all the adventures safely, of course, and inspiration. I will promise that I will never let what I can't do interfere with what I am." Now, one of the mantras of the team is to never leave anyone behind. And throughout the race, which is called the Beast, of course it's called the Beast, each event has to be completed by all eight members before they can move on. Now, the race is designed to push all of the participants to their limit, mentally and physically. And the fact that a man with no legs and one arm managed to compete all, get this, 10.5 miles of it and 75 obstacles, it's just inspired millions of people who have heard his story. And he has refused to let his injuries prevent him from living life to the fullest and its abilities. Now, in addition to this race, he also skis. He has participated in skydiving. He's gone surfing in Hawaii. And this is the one that I find the most unbelievable. this guy, this Todd Love, has wrestled a 400-pound alligator in Florida. So, basically, whenever you're feeling like you can't do something that, you know, you're being pushed to your limit and you can't overcome something really challenging in your life, try and think about what this young man has gone through. And wow, it just, I mean, I encourage you to look up the photo of this guy, because you can't look at it and not be inspired. It's so amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. If you have any suggestions or comments, we'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today's song is Nearer My God to Thee by Clayton Pixton.
Bright with the